Welcome to The Scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by Kara Potts, a design student here at Tennessee Tech. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Andrea.
Absolutely. Why don't you give me a little bit of background on how you kind of developed a love of art and decided to go into graphic design?
Well, it kind of started when I was a wee lassie, as the Scottish would say, but essentially my dad kind of instilled it in me because he was always really artistic and he read a lot of comic books and stuff growing up. And he thought it was really important for me and my brother to have, you know, a sense of how important art is. So there was a lot of that. We were homeschooled, which also led to a lot of great opportunity for us to explore art as much as we wanted. Yeah, and then I didn't really see it as a viable career necessarily. And then I did a lot of research and I sort of found design and got really into it. So I started to go to school for that. And I think it's definitely the right choice because I can't even look at like a brownie box in the grocery store without saying, that's hideous. Change the type. Those colors are gross. So, yeah.
I find that so relatable. And I love that your dad encouraged you in that because it's arts education is so important.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that just like it gets cut and gets cut and gets cut. So having parents who encourage it is like really, really amazing. And then, of course, I think everyone who's ever been interested in art is the, ooh, I can't do that for a career. I have to have a backup like me.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Art is definitely like secondary to my full time job. But the graphic design and that's just, it's such a viable career, and I mean,
yes,
you're
sure.
Incredibly talented, so
thank you.
I love your work. So, Kara works for me. She's a student worker at Tennessee Tech for what we do, and she's super incredible. So, you decided to go to Tech. What brought you here?
Well, I actually transferred from a previous college, Motlow State Community College, and I knew I wanted to do graphic design, but they didn't have any digital art whatsoever. And I didn't know that Tech had a graphic design program. It was like the last final countdown, last second. And I was deciding between MTSU and Tech. And then I met the two design professors that we have, and they're so incredible. And then after that, I was just kind of sold on it. Like, my brother actually went to Tech to be an engineer, so I just kind of took over his apartment and then started in
convenient.
The program. Yeah.
Yeah, especially with how many freshmen we have right now. It makes it easier with, if you have an apartment to go to. Yeah, David and Drew, both incredibly talented. And David is how you and I met because he's always so encouraging of students who want to get real world experience, which I think is fantastic. Everyone needs real world experience when you're looking for a job. So
yeah, and I think the TCRI internship is a good way to sort of like edge you into it a little bit without just like thrusting you into the middle of it. Like you still have a really good support structure. And you're working with smaller businesses that aren't expecting like corporate level craziness.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're not working yeah. for, oh, I don't know, Coca-Cola or Disney or anything like that. Oh, of course. I don't think they fall under our purview.
But my dream job is to be the graphic designer for Taylor Swift. That is my dream job.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So you must be a Swiftie.
My Spotify Wrapped last year, top 0.05% Taylor Swift listeners.
Oh, I think you like hit me just like a little bit better than I did. But yeah, it's like so much Taylor. And of course, it's like Midnights came out and it was right after like they shut the thing down for Spotify Wrapped. And I'm like, well, that's going to be on my 2023.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a goal of yours. Not necessarily just Taylor Swift, but maybe like working with musicians in general or...
Well, yeah, I'm a big fan of music and literature. So if I got any sort of position where I would be making book covers or dealing with album art or just dealing directly with a musical artist with their branding and stuff, that would be absolutely incredible. That's sort of a dream job. And I'm not putting all my eggs in one basket and like only making that sort of stuff for my portfolio, but that's sort of like an ambition dream situation.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so good to have it and speak it into existence because you never know who's going to listen and you never know what's going to happen. So I think the idea of doing book covers is just so, so much fun because it's like, I don't know if you do this, but like I'll read something and I just like picture a scene from it or something.
Yes.
And I want that on the cover. And instead the cover is like blue with just the words. And it's like,
yeah, I know. When you can like get into the symbolism behind it and sort of structure it in a non-obvious way. Like I did a book cover for the Iliad, and instead of just having like Achilles on the cover or whatever, I thought about how important fate was in that book and how the Greeks sort of saw fate as a thread. So I actually like hand-stitched a book cover and then used that for the Iliad. So,
oh my God, that's impressive.
Thank
we
you.
Will be right back on the scene so Kara Potts can blow us away some more. Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to Kara Potts, a design student from Tennessee Tech. So you just said something interesting. You did a book cover and you actually hand-stitched part of it. How does that work into digital design? Very curious.
Yeah, that's an interesting thing because my brain always sort of thinks in physical media. And if there's anything that I've learned from Drew Sisk, who was my professor for the first half of my design studies, is that when you're trying to make something in the digital realm look analog, there's no way to actually make that authentic. The same with like script fonts. You know how script fonts don't actually look like handwriting and everyone thinks they look like handwriting?
Yeah, they look way nicer than handwriting.
It's so fake though. Like it loses that authenticity of like the wobble of your hand or whatever.
Yeah.
So you might want to actually like physically handwrite down a sentence and scan it in and then turn that into a digital format. So definitely doing analog processes and bringing that into the digital world is something that I'm really fond of, and I've done that quite a bit. I recently did it with a painting that I did that was like a polyptych, which means it's got multiple panels on it, so it was kind of split into two. And it was like a human hand and then a skeleton hand in the bottom, which, tangent, anyway. I scanned that in and used it as the format for the background of a website.
So I think it's really interesting that you do the like kind of more analog manual process. I've had other students who I've worked with who do that, where they like, if they're working on branding or something, they want to sketch it out first.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that ties it more into like how you learned art rather than just like immediately going to a computer screen or iPad?
Yeah, I think it's really helpful to sort of, because you can waste a lot of time really quickly if every single idea you have you're trying to make in a digital fashion. So it's a time saver and it's sort of an intermediary step because most of us in the program have done art since we were little kids and it has been like sketchbook stuff. So if we have like seven ideas for a logo, it's not necessarily going to look as good as you think it is until you actually get it on paper or in Illustrator in the digital realm. But yeah, sketching is a good intermediary step to avoid a lot of time wasting.
I think there's some part of that connects with just about every artist, because like as a photographer, I'll have something like set up in my mind and I'm like, this scene is just gonna be
amazing.
Great. It's gonna be so good. Like I'm gonna get published in National Geographic because everyone's gonna love it and I'm gonna be famous. And then I like actually process what I took and I'm like, oh, Andrea, I thought you had a good eye, but ooh. Yeah. Taste is not something you have right now, apparently.
No, but then some random person will see that and think it's the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah. Art is subjective. It's different for everybody. And I think that's part of the thing I really love about it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a little bit painful when you're like a graphic designer and you go through. I make a lot of iterations of things. That's what I do. Like, if you want me to make one thing, I'll make 50 versions of it just so you can see all of it. But the frustrating thing about that is sometimes someone will choose the absolute worst thing you've made and like ignore this beautiful masterpiece that you've spent hours working on in favor of like the little thing off in the corner of your Illustrator file. Like, oh, it's stunning.
Yeah. It's always funny how like different people connected things differently and how what you think is like your best work ever, someone else can look at it and be like, oh, I like it, but it's like a little too much for me. Like I've definitely seen that where like someone will design like this beautiful logo, like incredible branding package with like the most amazing color palette that I'm just like, oh my God, I love everything about it. And then the business owner decides to go with like something very simple in like one shade of blue and white.
It's heartbreaking. It's
like, oh, but they did so much work. But it's stuff for your portfolio. So it's a learning experience, learning how to work with clients, which is not always the easiest thing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm of the opinion that as long as you're making anything, then you're learning. Like, even if it's not the best thing you've ever made, that's okay. And that's one of the things that I really like about being in college for art, is that it's kind of okay to fail. It's almost encouraged because you're not always going to have the opportunity to try something that is not going to work in the real world. What is the real world? But that's what they say.
But 100% understand that. And I do, like, I think having that safe space to fail is so important as you grow as an artist, as a human in general. So great thoughts, something to hold on to during the break. We'll be right back with more with Kara Potts. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Kara Potts, design student at Tennessee Tech. So I know design, digital, and of course with like kind of starting with a little analog, is what you're doing right now. Is that what you plan to focus on forever? Or like, do you still want to explore other mediums?
That's a really good question. I kind of want to be considered, I want to be considered a designer, obviously, because that's what I plan to make my main living. And that's, you know, what I want to be considered to be if it's just one thing. But I kind of want to be seen as a maker more than anything. Like, I have so much interest in painting. I've tried almost every painting medium there is, from like encaustic, which is wax based, to egg tempera, which is making paint with egg yolks and pigment. And fibers, I adore fibers. Printmaking, drawing, like woodworking, I kind of love all of it. So I don't really want to be limited by one thing. And I think it's okay to sort of dip your toes into these different mediums and be an artist that doesn't just do one thing.
I agree with that. We had Sandy Miller on not that long ago, and she's a photographer, but she also does ceramics, and now she does polymer clay earrings, and she started doing like the fluid painting. And it's just like, yes, why not? Like, learn all the different things. Like, because you never know, like, yes, like, I'm a photographer and I love photography and I've been doing it for decades, and like my secret favorite space is still the dark room, even though I haven't been in one in 20 years because everything's digital. It is. There's a dark room in my heart. That sounds sad.
Put that on a t-shirt.
But like, who's to say that if I tried blacksmithing that it wouldn't suddenly become my new favorite thing? So I think it's really important, like you said, like, don't limit yourself and allow yourself to branch out.
Yeah, I think people, one thing that kind of frustrates me a little bit, as you become an artist with a capital A, whatever that means, but as you sort of get into that world, there's this overwhelming pressure to sort of have one niche. Like, you can use one medium, but more importantly, you can only have one idea behind your work. And I don't want to be limited to that, because I feel like if, say, my niche or my thesis is like the inevitability of death, which I've made a couple of pieces on that. Pretty cool. it's true. It's coming for all of us. Say that is my thesis. Like, I don't want to be limited to that forever, because I feel like I'm boxing myself in and I'm not going to learn as much as I would if I branched out in different directions and tried different things and just made whatever idea pops into my head.
Absolutely. And I mean, I understand sometimes, like, if you're doing one specific body of work. Like,
right.
I did a gallery show last summer and I focused, I was like, well, what connects all my things together other than it's all nature? And I was like, nothing. So I decided, I was like, you know what would be cool is if I do all black and white.
Yeah.
But now when people who, like, that's where they met me, mm-hmm. was this beautiful gallery with all black and white photography. They see my stuff in color and they're like, oh, I didn't know you did that.
Yeah.
I'm like, I didn't shoot on black and white film for all of these, man. Like
I can do more than one thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun. So what's coming up next for you?
Well, I'm going to have a show in the library gallery of my previous college, Motlow State Community College. Mm-hmm. It's in Lynchburg-esque area. It's outside of Tullahoma, but they're like, it's the Lynchburg campus. So that's going to be in a few months. We're still in talks as to specific dates, but
that's exciting.
Yeah, it's my first solo exhibition, so I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm sure it's going to be okay.
I was very nervous last July. Very, yeah. Very nervous. You're going to be great. I promise you. We'll have to do a little field trip.
Yeah, that'd
down,
be cool.
Down there. And then since it's Lynchburg, we can also go to Jack Daniel's. So,
yes, there you go. See? That's, like, that's way more important, in my opinion. I can finally go. I'm 22 now, so I'm all legal. So
perfect.
Go to Jack
Sounds
Daniels.
Good. I like this plan. We're going to have a scene field trip. So if you've been on, let me know. We're going to go to Jack Daniels, check out Kara's show.
Oh, that's scary.
if people want to see your work, do you have an Instagram, social media they can check out?
So I have been anti-social media for all 22 years of my life, but I just made an art Instagram 2 days ago.
wow.
Yeah, it is K-Pots Design. I only have one mediocre painting on there right now, but I'm going to be posting more.
Sounds excellent. Everyone go follow her. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. It was a great time.